Eddie Izzard, you've been at the Elephant and Castle today, campaigning with Neil Coyle for Labour. Who have you met and where have you been around the Elephant today?
We met lots of local residents and shopkeepers in and around here in Elephant and Castle, and been knocking on doors, talking to people. Because as you all know, being a journalist that you are, and some people probably know that Simon Hughes has been here for some time as the MP, but it looks like that majority has got squeezed down. It looks like it's a real neck and neck fight now. Neil Coyle's got a real chance of getting in. And on the day after the election, if people and I should say, I'm trying to encourage people just get to vote anyway. So make sure you get registered by the 20th. We've got a couple more days, three more days, I think, before that. So get registered, but then vote. And if people vote, there's going to be one Prime Minister on the day after the election, after the 7th. It's either going to be Ed Miliband or David Cameron. So I encourage you to vote Labour, because we're trying for a fairer Britain. And that's what Neil will be pushing for, and that's what we want. And if you're voting for Simon Hughes, then it goes in a different way. It goes into your old coalition. It's not so good.
And a year ago, you visited a lot of these same shops and locations in the Latin American community in the run-up to the council elections. Do you notice any shift in the political mood here in those 12 months?
Well, I think there's much more wind in our sail now. It was great back in the European elections. It was flying pretty high. I think London went from 300,000 voting for Labour to 800,000. That is a massive jump. That was in just, what was that, a year ago? So, yeah, I think the wind's already in our sails. And, you know, the right-wing press will be spinning and spinning and spinning against it, but I don't know who is actually reading the right-wing press anymore. Maybe just the right-wingers. Maybe just the people who make it themselves. So it's everything to play for. The weather's really good, which is kind of the weather that is very good for the Labour Party. I think if the Tories really controlled the weather, they'd be making it rain every day. But no, sunshine is nice.
And with your own political ambitions, you've been keeping your options open, and you've been saying that you might run for City Hall or you might run for Westminster.
Yeah.
But when are you going to make up your mind? And
well, you'll know why I'm doing that, because there's a mayor's election in May 2016. So until this election finishes, then people decide which one they're going for, and then someone gets elected. We can't tell. If there's someone from our team who is sitting and going for a Labour mayor, they may want to go two terms. And so I'll go in to try and be Member of Parliament.